Well, the Missouri Solo Play Festival is well underway now at Springfield Contemporary Theater's SCT Center Stage. Three one-person plays running in repertory through January 24th. And Ned, the band's show, Firing My Bass Teacher, is about to end its run.
Yeah, Ned Wilkinson's show opened last Friday, and it had a very good opening weekend and has two more performances left this weekend, Saturday night at 7:30 and Sunday at 7. The Saturday night show is nearing sellout, but there are still plenty of seats for Sunday night. It's been great having Ned in, and now today we have a new performer in town as well.
Well, you should introduce yourself, too, before we say anything else.
This is Rick Dines. I'm just the artistic director.
Now, are you directing this show?
I directed Ned's show.
Okay.
And that's it.
So, the gentleman who has come in is a native of the area who has spent a great deal of time in New York and Baltimore. He's retired professor of communication at Bronx Community College of City University of New York, where he taught and directed many student productions. But he is a Missouri State University graduate, appeared in many tent theater productions, and received a PhD in theater at University of Missouri. He was also associate director of the Baltimore Theater Project and has co-produced filmmaker Christine Noshazy's award-winning documentary Keep On Steppin', and is currently collaborating with her on Brooklyn Roses, a documentary and fictional feature film, which is now in post-production. And he is Benjamin Franklin Kearney III, or as he's better known, Ben Kearney. Welcome to the show. Nice to meet you here.
Thanks, Randy.
We know your brother Jeff quite well, but you haven't performed in Springfield in about a decade. You last did another show of yours. I can't think of the name of it all of a sudden. It just kind of left my mind here.
Homeland Insecurity.
Yes, Homeland Insecurity. What was it, about a decade ago when you did that?
Yes.
Now, this new show is called Everybody Dies, and receiving its Midwest premiere with this SCT production. I'm just going to let you describe what the show is about. It's about you, but it's there's a lot going on here that's happened in your life, and that's that's the basis, the nature of autobiographical one-person shows. So tell us about this one.
A couple of years ago, my wife and I were throwing a Christmas Eve party.
Okay.
Having a wonderful time. And I heard someone mention the tea party. How they were thinking of themselves as American patriots, the true Americans. And I flipped out. A bright light went off in my brain, and I became enraged and started screaming, "I'm a true American."
That's right. The Kearney family immigrated from Ireland in 1630. So you certainly have great claim to being a true American, that's for certain.
We've been here forever.
Absolutely.
I know they came from Ireland, but I never thought of myself as Irish American.
Sure.
Just an American.
Now, you got so upset that you had a stroke.
Had a stroke.
Oh, my.
Moments later, a little tiny one.
Mm-hmm.
Symptoms were not bad, but they scared me to death.
Right.
And I was afraid I would die, and it was the first time I had ever thought seriously about my own death.
People don't like to think about their own mortality. Unless they have to.
Well, we don't until we do.
Yeah, right.
And my response was to get this idea of visiting every dead Kearney in the world. And I knew where all the old grave sites were in southwest Missouri, but I went to Ireland also and found dead Kearneys from 900 A.D.
Right. You were able to find dead Kearneys from pillar to post in Ireland. You found, among other things, you found a Kearney post office.
That's, there were no Kearneys in the phone book. No houses, just a post office. Another village I went to had a Kearney Chinese restaurant. No Kearneys in the phone book. All dead.
Right. No Kearneys working at the place. It's just called Kearneys. And there was even a Kearney castle.
Indeed there was. I was so thrilled to discover it. No one in my family knew there was a Kearney castle. I found it. Google Street View. It was very happy. I went to the local pub to brag about my discovery. And
right.
The gentlemen in the pub looked at each other out of the corner of their eyes, and one told me he was sorry, but the castle has nothing to do with Kearneys. It was built by the Grace family. Today, the Grace Corporation has a big building in New York.
So how did it get to be named Kearney Castle?
The whole region where the castle sits is known as Kearney.
Okay.
Which roughly means stones. And the Kearneys were people who built their houses from the ancient burial stones in Cairns.
Okay. It's almost as if when your branch of the family came over to America in the 1600s, basically you wiped out all the Kearneys in Ireland.
That's so.
And as you said, so basically 900-something A.D., that was those are the only real ancestors that you found?
The first one.
The first ones, anyway.
In Western literature, but I've stood where every Kearney in the Carolinas, Illinois, and Southwest Missouri.
So this wasn't just a trip to Ireland. This was
comprehensive. Wanted to see them.
So, what exactly does this journey of Kearney discovery have to do with the show Everybody Dies?
Well, of course, everybody does.
Of course.
And everybody knows it, but it was discovery for me, because even though I was a grown man, an older man, I'd never thought about it. So I went looking and found almost all the dead Kearney burial sites. But my guide, who showed me all around Ireland and found all the various grave sites and the castle, was looking at me a little oddly as my visit to Ireland ended. And he said, "I see you're concerned about your own death, and there are lots of dead Kearneys, but after all, it's the living that counts, isn't it?"
It certainly is.
Woke me up.
Yeah. Well, and so you're going to be sharing all of these discoveries, or as much as you can cram into a 90-minute one-person show, during Everybody Dies, which opens tonight at, what time is the...
Tonight at 7:30,
right,
and then tomorrow and Sunday each day at 2, and then he'll continue next weekend as well.
And the third show in the series, Saving Rose O'Neill with Marcia Hasseltine, opens on January 15th.
That opens next Friday and plays for 2 weekends. Yes.
Right. So, it's
and Marcia will be in next week to tell you all about it.
That's, yep, she certainly will. A show that... Well, actually, not just a show, but a concept. I love the concept of the Missouri Solo Play Festival.
Yeah, it's something that kind of came about this year. We had been in touch. I mean, Marcia's been working on this play for over 10 years, researching and writing this play for over 10 years, and so we knew. I've known about it for several years, and finally, about a year ago, she was ready for people to start reading it, and she did a small invited reading over at the house on Drury campus where Rose died for a small select group of people.
Yeah.
And at that point, we started talking about producing it, and we're trying to figure out how it fit in the season. And we knew Ben had a new show that he was wanting to come back and do, and we also knew that Ned had been working on this show that originally he was planning to do down in Orlando, and that fell through. And so it kind of coalesced to say, you know, we have three performers who all have shows they have written. They're all originally from Missouri. Two of them are autobiographical, and the third one is about a Missourian. So it just made sense to put them together and kind of have a mini festival.
Now, Ben, when did you first perform your new show?
At a little theater in downtown Manhattan. And then performed at a slightly larger theater. Performed it in Woodstock, where we have a summer cabin.
The Birdcliff Art Colony Barn.
Indeed.
All right. And people here in Southwest Missouri get their first chance to hear Ben Carney's thoughts on death and the Carney clan and life in Everybody Dies tonight, starting at 7:30 at SCT Center Stage in Wilhoit Plaza at the corner of Robertson and Pershing in downtown Springfield on the first floor. And performances of these Missouri Solo Play Festival presentations alternate Friday and Saturday nights at 7:30 and Sunday afternoons at 2:30 now through the 24th. And there's special pricing, $45 for all three shows. And like you say, Ned's is just about sold out this weekend.
Well, for tomorrow night.
Tomorrow night,
Sunday
anyway.
Night, there are still tickets.
Okay.
And there are still some tickets for tomorrow. But yeah, like around our regular schedule, this weekend, next week, there are also Saturday matinees. This week, there's a Sunday night. Because of the nature of the repertory, we've got some added performance times from our regular schedule. So,
Single tickets are $20 for adults, $18 seniors and students, or $10 student rush. And you can visit SpringfieldContemporaryTheater.org to see the complete schedule or order tickets, or call the box office at 831-8001.
Absolutely. I think Lou's already down there.
Well, very good. He'll be answering the phones and taking ticket requests. Ben Carney, appreciate you coming in this morning.